Albert Howard grew up in Angoon. He's served two terms as mayor, is now a member of the regional school board, and serves as vice president of the local tribe.
Pretty much lived here my whole life. I mean, I know one end of the island to the other because I've hunted it with my dad, and now I'm hunting it with my son.
And sometimes they don't see much on those hunting trips. So Howard says he talks to his son about the land and their rights to it. In the late 1970s, Admiralty Island became a national monument, in part because of its cultural significance. It's been inhabited by the Tlingit people for over 10,000 years.
Anything that happens on Admiralty Island is for the protection of the indigenous people of the island. It's in monument language and it's stated that way. You can find it online. It doesn't say anything about the city and borough of Juneau. I mean, that's pretty clear in the language.
Howard and others in Angoon, they're worried specifically about a place called Pack Creek. It's on Eastern Admiralty, about halfway between Angoon and Juneau. Pack Creek is a popular bear viewing place for tourists and hunting spot for locals. Howard says, though, he's worried that if part of Admiralty Island is annexed, its resources could be auctioned off.
This island belonged to the elders. I mean, the elders decided to keep it the way it is, and Pack Creek wouldn't be what it is if our elders decided to let everybody log it.
If land was annexed into the Juneau Borough, that does not change land ownership.
Rory Watt is Juneau's city manager.
So on the example of Pack Creek, that would be in the Admiralty Island National Monument, you know, managed by the Forest Service. So even if we annex that, it would not become City of Juneau land. It would still be Forest Service under that management style.
And that Forest Service land in the Pack Creek area, it's protected from development since it's inside a national monument. So why would Juneau want to annex the land if it can't be logged or mined or commercially developed?
There's a lot of reasons. I mean, if you look at the, you know, the state and the Constitution, I mean, the idea behind it is sooner or later the entire state ends up in a borough.
So basically incorporating it before anyone else does. Alaska's Constitution says the state must be divided into boroughs, either organized or unorganized. A study completed in the 1990s laid out possible borough models. Right now, though, most of Admiralty Island is considered an unorganized borough, and remote residents like it that way. Property owners in Funter Bay on the north end of the island wrote to the Juneau Assembly in February. They don't want to pay additional taxes or adhere to zoning regulations. Watt says there's no way of knowing how much property taxes this would bring to Juneau, since those properties have never been assessed. He says there are benefits to being part of the borough. Zoning, Watt says, makes sure the land is managed responsibly.
Well, we would say to Angoon or anybody else that had property in areas that we're looking at, we would be saying that, you know, we think there's an economic nexus or cultural nexus or recreation nexus between the areas we propose to annex in.
And Juneau representatives wanted to say that in person this week. Watt and other city officials had planned a trip to Angoon, but the mayor of Angoon, Harriet Silva, who declined to comment for the story, canceled the visit. Watt says it's still early on in the process. He hopes to reschedule a visit to Angoon and expects to host public meetings in Juneau in the coming months. Reporting in Angoon, I'm Emily Russell.